Hi, it's Father Tim at Church of the Apostles in North Texas. Thank you for joining us for this weekday devotion, Monday, July the 27th. For those of you who pray through the late night daily office, the prayers in the prayer book before bed, the office of Compline, as it's called, you know the two short sentences. Some of you also may have heard it in other times and places in church work. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. That's actually been described as, well, maybe second to the Lord's Prayer, as the perfect prayer. It's short, it's easy to remember, it's easy to say, and it works literally in every single circumstance. Whether it's a rainy day or a sunny day, whether we're in trouble, whether we're happy, whether we're sad, O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. If you want to look it up, that's a portion of Psalm 70, so it's been prayed by God's people for thousands of years. And I say that not just to pass along a quick tidbit, but to remind us that when we talk about trying to go to that very quiet place inside of us, the place where the Holy Spirit knows us and meets us in our own depths, then it's good to remember that that place is beyond or deeper than our thoughts, our feelings, our words, our memories, and all of the things of daily life. It doesn't mean that we have to have special mystical insight. It doesn't mean that we have to make it spooky. It doesn't mean that it's just for spiritual elite. It's actually a very practical idea that we try and meet the Holy Spirit in the depths of who we are without getting hung up on anatomy or philosophy and psyche and soul and body and all of those things. Sometimes it's the simple things, the most simple things, in this case, words from Scripture that have been passed down generation after generation. O God, make speed to save us. O Lord, make haste to help us. As always, we can turn that us into me. O God, make speed to save me. O Lord, make haste to help me. Or, Lord, save me. Lord, help me. Just a few words, meeting God in the depths of our being without making it complicated. That's a mighty good start, and it's a mighty healthy and helpful habit and practice to get into. Have a wonderful night. We'll chat again soon.